Last night, on the evening before the anniversary of the day that changed their lives, the Boston Marathon attack, Roseanne Sedoya and Heather Abbott met for dinner. The two women had been acquainted before shrapnel shredded the lower part of Abbott's left leg and most of Sedoya's right leg, but now they're fast friends who push and inspire each other and offer support and counseling. There are close bonds among many of the bombing survivors, first responders, and their families following the events of a year ago. This morning, that story from WBUR's Martha Biebinger.
Heather Abbott had just arrived at the Forum on Boylston Street last April when the second bomb went off. Roseanne Sedoya had just stepped out of the restaurant to look for a friend nearing the finish line. Abbott and Sedoya had come to the Forum with separate groups of mutual friends. The two women didn't realize they were both amputees until they saw each other at Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital. They still have a hard time accepting what happened.
I'm getting a little bit closer, but it's still really kind of surreal to me.
That's Sedoya. Here's Abbott.
Sometimes I'll wake up in the morning to get out of bed and I'll look down and realize I have to put my leg on, and I think, like, this is never going away.
Abbott looks down at her left calf and foot. She's wearing a wedge sandal today on her dress-up leg. Dress legs come in different heel sizes.
When I inventoried my closet, 4 inches was the most popular one, so that's what I went with.
Sedoya wears black sandals. The toenails on both feet are a deep purple. Sedoya's testing a new way to keep the sandal on her carbon fiber foot.
It's not very smooth. At any moment, that sandal could come off. I mean, it's Velcroed on right now to the bottom of my foot.
Sedoya jokes about being jealous that Abbott was back into her tight jeans first, wearing heels first, and running again first. Sedoya, whose amputation is above the knee, has had a more difficult recovery. But each woman feels that she's constantly being fitted for a new socket as her limb shrinks. Abbott has gone through 5 different sized sockets and is due for another.
I have 4 different legs, and every time it shrinks, I have to get 4 different sockets made.
Abbott and Sedoya and many of the other amputees and survivors see each other and are on the phone with each other a lot. Abbott coached Sedoya through a week of recovery from golf ball sized socket blisters. They called around this winter, sharing tips about how to pull heavy boots onto mechanical feet and ankles. And Sedoya says the emotional connection is deep.
I have this whole group of people that I'm with on a regular basis who lost something that day. Whether, you know, it was a body part or a leg, we have this crazy bond with each other.
Which makes the anniversary bittersweet.
It would be nice to have my leg back, but, you know, I actually cherish the friendships that I have with these people at this point.
Both women have spent some time over the past few days remembering the last things they did with 2 legs. Abbott is more upset, though, about the 3 people who were still alive at the finish line this time last year.
Thinking about them, especially the Richard family and the Campbell family who I'd met, makes it more emotional than I would have expected. Maybe I subconsciously am not looking in because maybe that would kind of send me over the edge. I don't know.
Abbott will be at the city's marathon tribute today with 22 of the close friends and family members who pushed her around in a wheelchair, ran errands for her, and hosted fundraisers during the last 12 months. Sedoya will be there too, with family members and the 3 first responders who may have saved her life. Both women will be remembering the kindness of countless strangers. For Sedoya, a fundraiser at her former elementary school in Dracut stands out.
The teacher asked them to do different odd jobs at home. And so this one little girl, her parents paid her to pick weeds in the yard.
A penny, a weed. The little girl tugged hard for some time and brought in 25 weeds.
And she just couldn't pick any more. And she was devastated. All she could do was donate a quarter. To me, that was amazing.
Sedoya went to the elementary school to thank all of the children who did odd jobs to help a stranger. It's one of the many reasons Sedoya has taken a leave of absence from her job as vice president of a residential property development firm. She's now looking for more formal ways to help others, like amputees. Abbott is back at her job in human resources at Raytheon, near her home in Newport, Rhode Island. She counsels people who are trying to decide between living with a mangled limb or opting, as Abbott did, for amputation. On Marathon Monday, Abbott will be wearing her running leg.
I am going to finish the marathon with the woman who found me on the ground last year at Forum. She's running it for the first time, and the BAA is going to let me jump in the last half mile and finish it with her.
Sedoya plans to be in the special area reserved for survivors. She'll be watching for her surgeon from Mass General, David King, and a group that is running on her behalf.
I should be running with them.
And maybe one day, both she and Abbott will. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.